Welcome to Tim Bray's ongoing podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This article was published August 20th, 2020, and is entitled Yalo Chat. That is spelled Y-A-L-O-C-H-A-T. There's financing news today. YaloChat closed a $15 million B round from B Capital, with follow-on from Sierra Ventures. The reason I'm writing this is that I've signed on as an advisor to Yalo. They're a fun outfit, and it's an interesting story. Also, they're hiring. I'm not going to explain what Yalo does. Their website will fill you in on that, and the TechCrunch coverage of the funding is a useful introduction. What happened was, a longtime colleague, whose judgment I respect, reached out and said, I'm helping these guys with product issues, but they could really use advice on the engineering side. So I talked to Javier Mata, the founder CEO, and he's a charming and realistic guy, and very convincing about the business's potential. Now, their technology is focused on conversational UX and mostly runs on Kubernetes on GCP, so I'm not giving them any advice about what the best APIs are, but I'm finding my experience from my own two startups useful, plus the lessons I learned in those years at Google and especially AWS. They're cheerful. They're smart and practical and fun, and they're solving hard problems. I might think they might simplify a lot of people's lives and make a lot of money while they do it. Well, my engagement is just a few hours here and there. My life has taken on a bit of Latin flavor. The company is headquartered in Mexico City, and while they operate primarily in English, there are outbursts of Spanish. I needed a new browser environment to hold my Yalo interactions and reached for Microsoft Edge, which, as a side effect of Yalo onboarding, is now operating in Spanish. I studied for a few years back when I was in high school and dinosaurs walked the earth. Long neglected sectors at the back of my brain reactivated, and I'm actually enjoying it when I open an email and the two first fields are para and asunto. In these COVID times, everyone's retreated to their hometown, so I find myself in video conferences with Guadalajara, Mexico City, Guatemala City, and Rio Dulce. The calls are clear and sharp. It's pleasing that the internet access is becoming solid in more and more parts of the world. That's all, folks.